Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is promising to appeal the $83 million in damages ordered by a jury for writer E. Jean Carroll. The New York jury announced the verdict against Trump on Friday. Trump attorney Alina Habes spoke shortly thereafter.
We will set aside that ridiculous jury. And I just want to remind you all of one thing. I will continue with President Trump to fight for everybody's First Amendment right to speak. Everybody the right to defend themselves when they are wrongfully accused.
Trump called the ruling, quote, absolutely ridiculous on his Truth Social account. He claimed the legal system is being used as a weapon against him. Three U.S. service members killed and an additional 25 wounded over the weekend at an American base in Jordan in a drone attack launched by Iranian-backed militias. That's according to the White House, which says U.S. officials are considering options for a response now. It's unclear if they plan to release any other details. Negotiations in the U.S. Senate on a new border bill are ongoing. One of the people involved with those talks is U.S. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, a Democrat. He explained why he favors the efforts underway to find bipartisan compromise on the immigration issue.
We are going to pass legislation which would be the biggest bipartisan reform of our border and immigration laws in 40 years.
On the campaign trail over the weekend, President Biden vowed to shut down the border if Congress gives him the authority to do it.
Bipartisan bill would be good for America and help fix our broken immigration system and allow speedy access for those who deserve to be here. And Congress needs to get it done.
President Biden campaigns in South Carolina ahead of the Democrat primary in that state.
Super Bowl 58 is now set. The reigning champion Kansas City Chiefs will defend their title against the NFC San Francisco 49ers. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Homeless individuals in California are now reportedly digging caves under the Tuolumne River in order to find shelter. The Golden States continue to face issues with homeless populations, both in urban centers and elsewhere. Recent collaborative efforts with the cave dwellers involved the Modesto Police Department and the Tuolumne River Trust, where they say officers and volunteers have removed approximately 7,600 pounds of trash from the caves and surrounding areas. U.S. gross domestic product is up more than expected for the last 3 months of 2023. Wall Street predicted a 2% rise. It's actually 3.3% growth for the final quarter of the year. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen arguing in favor of the Biden administration's policies during an event in Chicago last week.
We've capped insulin costs for Americans on Medicare at $35 per month. We're also working to bring energy-related costs down more.
At the same time, a new study from Bankrate shows less than half of all Americans are prepared for a $1,000 emergency expense. If you're planning your winter vacation, the State Department has two locations on a travel advisory list. USA's Laura Winters.
A warning to Americans traveling to the Bahamas, as there have been 18 murders there so far this year. Now, earlier in the week, the State Department putting Jamaica on a travel advisory list due to an increase in violence there.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it's Monday, and we know who's going to the Super Bowl. And of course, the kiss that was watched all over the world, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Congrats. They're going to the Super Bowl. All right. So congratulations to Kansas City and the 49ers. I'll tell you, it looked like Detroit was had it very well under control until they didn't, right? And, hey, such is the heartbreak of any sporting event, and it is going to be a long season, a long off season, no doubt, for some of these teams, the coulda, shoulda, wouldas, you know, that, you know, come out to play. We're at day 100, and it's amazing to think about this, 114 with the Israel-Hamas war, 80% of Hamas tunnels still are operational after 114 days of Israel and all that has happened. Of course, then the prospect of another hostage deal after 114 days of war with a question mark. Well, we'll see. Well, you know, the controversy over the elections is more and more. And what I'm talking about is 2020. And I know for some people, they think, well, you know, let's just get over it. But you really can't. You really have to solve this issue, especially when you have a majority of Americans, you know, well over 60% who believe that something was not according to Hoyle in 2020. And, you know, but we're told there's nothing to see here. Let's move on. We've had committee hearings. They've, you know, in order to cover it up even more so, they get rid of all the, you know, all the information, all the reports, everything that the American people paid for, right, in the Jan 6er. They just threw it all away. They wiped out, you know, it's just, I don't know what to say anymore. It's just so frustrating the way our government operates with impunity. Janice Daniels is with us right now. And Janice, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing very well, and I hope that you're well as well.
Yes, I'm on the West Coast. I'm on a West Coast tour. I was at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, Nevada last week. And we're going to hear a little interview that I had with Donald Trump Jr. What an excellent young man. You know, we've all known him, you know, from a distance and how he's represented his father in that. But it was really a special opportunity and a big surprise, you know, Janice, because I was there and I was in the middle of another interview. And next thing I know, I look up and sitting in the chair across the way, ready to have a conversation, is Donald Trump Jr. So, you know, that when you go to events like that, you can get surprised like that, you know.
Yeah, that's excellent. I have long said that the Trump family should be the model of the American family. What a fine-looking group of people, from start to finish, from head to toe. Patriarch Donald Trump, matriarch Melania Trump, the kids, they're clean cut, they're intelligent, they're well spoken, they don't get in trouble, at least it doesn't seem that way, although we all know kids get into trouble, but they're not perfect. We're not saying they're perfect, but what a wonderful model for the American family if only the media would open up its eyes.
Well, they're not interested in doing that. Everything is so partisan. It's just, and it's disgusting because, and it's interesting you should say that, Janice, because I said that early on, because you had the comparison, you know, of political players, particularly in, you know, in the 2020 election. Here you had, you know, Donald Trump's kids that well, you know, seemingly well behaved and all in order and everything else. I will say this as a sidebar. You know, I took a picture with Don Jr. and I said, I said, you're tall, but you're not as tall as your brother at, at 6'9". Because that's pretty tall. Because it's pretty tall.
That's amazing. You know, the interesting thing is I think that we keep putting together these puzzle pieces in a picture called The Truth. Then the election fraud deniers have this windstorm that blows all the pieces away with distraction, distortion, denial, and then they make the board look like chaos and confusion. And it happens over and over and over again. You know, we had this article posted at the Gateway Pundit. It's also, there's a video of this same subject posted on the John Birch Society, jbs.org. And it is Professor J. Alexander Haldeman traveling down to Georgia in January of 2024 to show the world that he can hack a Dominion voting machine with a pen.
Yes.
Well, now, when I see a story like that, I say, always ask the question, why? And why now? Because J. Alexander Haldeman has been involved in the election security issues since at least 2004, when he was in California and proved that the Dominion machine, well, actually it was Diebold at that time. It was the election machine company was called Diebold, but that became Dominion. And he proved that the machines could be hacked. It was very interesting. He said that, I've got to try to find his comment that he made at that time. And I don't know that I'll be able to, but he did prove that in 1 minute, with an attacker's access to either a voting machine or the memory card that is removable in that voting machine, that in 1 minute's time, an attacker could change the results of the election and change all of the logs, the security logs, the reports that would make it consistent with that fraudulent vote count. In 1 minute's time, they could change. He did that in 2016. Now, so why then in 2021 did he help derail the Antrim County request for a forensic audit of the Dominion voting machine election that was clearly manipulated? Of course, they always call it voter irregularities, voter machine irregularities, you know. But in actuality, we had, or at least they, a group of people had the Allied Security Operations Group called ASOG come in and create a report that identified serious security vulnerabilities, and Professor Haldeman created a 54-page report that agreed with a number of those security vulnerabilities. He said that the Windows security event log in the election management system only contained entries extending back to November 4th of 2020, the day after the election. Now, why wasn't that considered probable cause to prove that we needed a full forensic audit throughout Michigan, throughout the country in the 2020 election?
Well, because they got what they wanted. They got
right.
what they
that's
wanted.
That's exactly right.
That's the whole bottom line. And they figure, well, they'll just dupe the American people. And because what are we going to do about it? Okay, so we're going to have a protest. We're going to go to Washington, D.C. And protest and say, look, there's something wrong here. And so their reaction is, we'll just jail everybody.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? And
okay,
yet
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Janice Daniels after this. Stay with us.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Officially, Nepal is a secular country that allows religious freedom. But this small country, known for its huge mountains, is a hostile place for Christians. The strong history of Hinduism makes it hard for Nepali believers to openly express their faith without being ostracized for following Jesus. Despite this, people are responding to the Tide Nepali Language Gospel Radio broadcasts. To tell even more people about Jesus, the Tide Ministry also broadcasts in the Taru language. Most of this tribal group practice an ethnic religion influenced by Hinduism, and less than 0.5% of them are Christian. Pray that our broadcasts inspire people to follow Jesus and provide support and encouragement for those facing persecution. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world who are finding new life and hope by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
She was night mayor of Troy, Michigan, and of course, associated, a writer with the New American. Janice Daniels continues with us. Janice, what Professor Halderman had presented, I mean, this has been out there. He had this information, as you said, going back into the early 2000s. demonstrating, and it's like the powers to be could care less. And I can understand, because, I mean, just even in the short explanation that you gave us in the first segment, there's a lot of moving parts to this. And this is what cheaters are, and of course, the way, it's just amazing to think here in America that they're able to get away with this. But they've overwhelmed the system, and the voters are part of that system. And the voters have to really kind of parse this down, spend a minute to understand, you know, what happened, because the way we got here is over the long haul. For decades, voter cheating, ballot stuffing, it has taken place. Don't forget about what, the first black attorney general, Eric Holder, had to say about election fraud. He said it doesn't exist. Well, he's delusional. He's totally delusional. And, I mean, he's lying to the American people. And for him to make that statement, I lost a lot of respect for him based on that. And this is what has to happen, is that the voter needs to be discerning enough to know that when you get voices and people that are supposedly these elites that know so much more than everybody else, and they say stupid stuff, you just stop listening to them. You know, he should not have any place. But I know, you know, in black Americans, he's black. He's achieved his rank. He's had all these accomplishments and stuff like that. But you've invalidated yourself by making such a stupid statement. There's no legitimacy in that statement. Because I've long said, if there's no voter fraud, why are people getting arrested and spending time in jail for voter fraud then? And he's the attorney general, makes that statement.
Yeah, I know. And that's the truth of it. We need to really do some deep dive research into the people who are put up as these experts, because, there's a backstory to everybody. Mm. So, again, we go back to Professor Halderman, who had made this extraordinary claim, or he proved without a doubt he could hack a Dominion machine with a pen.
And he does it in front of a judge on top of that, Janice.
And a judge
who already had, she had already was convinced what, you know, in as far as Dominion machines and all this other stuff that has ever come up and doubts about it was all a hoax, right? So her jaw boom, right?
And it's in a state where there's a Republican governor and a Republican attorney general, mm-hmm. and there's a current controversy over the district attorney, Fannie Willis, all of a sudden being discovered that she hired her boyfriend to be the top prosecutor of Donald Trump.
Mm.
So is that why Halderman rushed down there this past month to prove that the Dominion voting machines can be hacked? Who is this guy? Well, I'll tell you who he is. He's an associate professor at the University of Michigan, which, again, go blue. I'm so happy. Our team, college team, won the National Football League championship. Mm-hmm. But he has a class called Securing Digital Democracy. Now, he's no stupid guy. He's a very smart guy, in fact. Mm. And he says that elections are at the heart of democracy. Well, he should have actually called this Securing a Digital Republic, because he knows that this is a republic. He knows that democratic processes are used to be able to ensure that all eligible voters vote, and we all have an opportunity to petition our government for a redress of grievances. But this is not a democracy. So, again, that little twist.
Yes.
But the interesting thing is then back in 2016, he penned an article called "Want to Know If Elections Are Hacked? Look at the ballots."
Exactly.
And he encourages a recount of the 2016 election, where he promotes that Russian interference fake news narrative that the Democrats used so effectively against President Trump, and it was discovered to be fake news. But mm-hmm. he pushed that in this article, and he encouraged Hillary Clinton or a presidential candidate to request a recount of the 2016 election. Hillary Clinton wouldn't do it, but Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate, who got like maybe less than 1% of the vote, she pushed for a recount here in Michigan. And you know what they found out when they recounted? They found out that five counties had anywhere from 23 to 27% of precincts that could not be recounted. The city of Detroit had 27% of precincts that could not be recounted. So what did they do when they couldn't recount a precinct? They let the original results stand.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, and that was when we had a Republican Secretary of State, and she closed out the inquiry, and we had a Republican Attorney General, and he was quoted as saying, there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud in the 2016 election. It was an election in Michigan that was conducted fair and square, and the partial recount of votes confirmed that. Rather than, again, saying, look, we've got probable cause.
Exactly.
And probable cause is one of the elements required if you're going to indict somebody or if you're going to start an investigation. But no, the Republicans can't do that. And the Republican AG, Bill Schuette, 2 years later lost the governor's election here in Michigan, even though if you look at a map of Michigan, there was a red wave. There were pockets of Democrat enclaves that gave the election to Whitmer, the communist leading governor we're still stuck with. There were three counties, Wayne, Washtenaw, and Ingham counties, that gave her enough votes to win the election. And guess what those counties are, what they contain? Sanctuary jurisdictions, where they let illegal aliens live without fear of reprisal or indictment or arrest. Can you imagine? And we've got all these, like I said at the beginning, all these puzzle pieces that we put together to form a picture called the truth. And yet, because we are so easily distracted by the Detroit Lions losing in the championship game yesterday,
amongst other things. I know, and that was it was a tough game. That's all I can say. My heart is with the it's just the nature of competition. You know, there's close ones, but by and large, you know, you feel like in sport, it's fairly played, and the outcome is the outcome. I mean, very rarely do you ever suspect that there was cheating in a game or a deflated football here and there or somebody's catching signs. But I mean, for the most part, you don't see a lot of cheating, although I guess it's the human temptation to try to get an edge however way you can, and especially when you're talking something that significant. But by and large, we like to think our sports are pretty fair. But when it comes to voting and what we're finding out and realizing, again, my point, Janice, is this has been going on for so long. And this is why we are where we are right now. And it's amazing. You have this sense that the Republicans are in on this cabal, with the Democrats. I mean, they're both cheating, and I don't understand why the Democrat, what the Republicans get out of supporting, the kind of cheating. I mean, you got Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. He is a Republican, and he's hiding this information for the public for 2 years. What's in it for Brad Raffensperger?
Well, I think that power corrupts.
We got about 30 seconds left here, Janice, so go ahead.
Power corrupts absolutely. And the bottom line is we've got to get better at discerning the motives and tactics of the Make America Weak Again crowd.
Exactly. Yeah, well, Janice Daniels, always appreciate the time. We need more time to really do a deeper dive and help our audience understand. But this is just the beginning of it. And you must own your own knowledge, so you got to do your own deep dive yourself. Janice Daniels,
disruption
thank
rocks
you.
The global supply chain. Businesses are looking to generative AI for help in navigating these challenges while also responding to delivery demands. According to a recent survey by the IBM Institute for Business Value, CEOs are rapidly investing in generative AI to automate and streamline their supply chains. In fact, 89% of executives report that key investments in automation will include generative AI capabilities. The capacity to respond to real-time data is a necessity for improving supply chains, and executives are hungry for the right data. In fact, being able to respond to real-time demand volatility is a top operational priority, 51% over the next 3 years. Rob Cushman, Global Supply Chain Transformation Leader, IBM Consulting.
Organizations are seizing the generative AI moment to capture opportunities to increase responsiveness, build deeper human-tech partnerships, and quickly automate their supply chain. Those that don't will be stuck wondering why they've fallen behind.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV, sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. The 2024 presidential campaign is shifting to South Carolina.
The primary is next month, Saturday, February 24th.
The people in New Hampshire were really good to us, but let me tell you, when we got off the plane, it's a great day in South Carolina!
Nikki Haley telling Fox News, regardless if she wins her home state or not, she plans on continuing through the primary process. She tells America's Newsroom,
only two states have voted. We have 48 states left. You can't go and discount all of those voters who want to vote in this election.
Former President Trump's attorneys indeed will be making a motion to dismiss election interference charges brought against him in Georgia. His lawyers cite an alleged improper romantic relationship between Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis and special prosecutor in the case, Nathan Wade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Bill Martinez here. We're here at the SHOT Show 2024 in Las Vegas, Nevada. And with us right now is Dr. Mark Green, a congressman, Republican out of Tennessee in the 7th District.
Great to be with you, Bill.
It's absolutely awesome and an honor to meet you and have this time together and your service to the country.
Thank you.
In the military, your background, incredible background in the military. And you're just not busy enough, so you decided to become a physician. And then enter into Congress.
Yeah. Halfway through, the Army sent me to med school, and I wound up, I was an infantryman ranger before that, and then wound up as a, the physician for our Tier 1 assets, and did that, interviewed Saddam Hussein the night we caught him, and I had a great experience in the military, got out. And
you interviewed Saddam Hussein?
Yeah, I interviewed Saddam the night we caught him. Uh-huh. You know the guys that caught him,
right?
Uh-huh. Greek alphabet. Well, I was the doctor for the mission,
uh-huh.
And then interviewed him that night.
Uh-huh. So when you execute an interview, let's just say that. What are you looking to? Obviously, some any kind of intel that you can get from.
Well, it's interesting. You know, I was just supposed to sit with him and just be with him over, and he sits up and asks asks me to take his blood pressure. And as I'm taking Saddam Hussein's blood pressure about midnight on the night of his capture, he just starts talking. And so I started asking questions. And about 6 hours later, McCraven comes in and says, "Hey, Doc, what's going on?" I'm like, "Well, we're just chatting." And so they bring a camera in. The red light goes on. Saddam lays down, pulls the covers over his head, ended the interview.
Oh, wow.
But it was mostly historical stuff. I stayed away from the WMD and all the things that the investigation. I didn't want to foul the investigation. So,
yeah, without a doubt. So when did you decide to enter Congress?
I am now in the top of my third term, and I sit as the chairman of the Committee of Homeland Security. So I'm the guy going after Mayorkas and trying to get some sanity at the southern border. But, no, I entered. I ran in 18 and then first took the oath in 19.
Mm-hmm. And so here you are, thank God, you know, going after Mayorkas.
Yeah.
This is so unbelievable what's happening at the border. Yeah. And then the latest Supreme Court decision. This is...
It's just insanity. I mean, you think of the federal government has failed. Mm-hmm. The state has a constitutional right to step in, I think. I mean, it's pretty clear. Right. And, of course, they, you know, 5-4 decision. Justice Roberts, once again, it was very disappointing.
Yeah. And then, of course, you've got Kirby saying, "Oh, we had to get it out of there so the Border Patrol could do their job."
They're not doing that. They're just processing people into the country. I mean, that's... And trust me, I'm chairman of Homeland. I'm down there talking to those border agents all the time. They are so pissed off. They actually were glad Abbott did it.
Yes.
Right? Because they know their job. They're not allowed to do their job, which is to protect this country and secure the border. And they're just processing and making sandwiches for migrants.
Yeah, and the dangers that are lurking, you know, down the road are just incomprehensible, Congressman.
I had Director Ray of the FBI in front of my committee, and he basically said that there's no way to guarantee Hamas isn't coming into the country. They have no way of knowing.
They're already here.
Of course. It doesn't take a rocket scientist, right? Mm-hmm. And, of course, then you've got the 28,000 Chinese nationals that have come in over the last year.
Yes.
The highest year before that was 1,800.
All males, by
all
the way.
The vast majority are males, military age.
And they could probably be looking for women because they don't have very many women.
They're
very anemic.
Hey, that's a great point.
I'm just saying. I mean,
that one-child policy is about to kill China.
Exactly.
I'm fine with that, though, right now. They are our enemy.
Yeah. And so all these dangers that are lurking, you mentioned Hamas, the cartels last year.
Yep.
The cartels themselves, their infrastructure well within the interior of the
100%.
Country.
Great articles on San Francisco's gangs connecting to the drug cartels out of Mexico and forming this nexus.
Yes.
So it's already in the open source information.
Well, you know, the cartels say that Joe Biden been very, very good to them.
Yeah.
$13 billion last year.
Yeah, that was just in human trafficking.
Yes.
That's not the fentanyl.
Yes. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Another $15 billion there, maybe $14
billion. What do we do?
We've got to shut the border. That's our primary thing. And the way you do that is you have to... Basically, if you live by the laws that we have on the books now, you decrease it 70%. If you put Trump's policies in on migrant protection protocols, remain in Mexico, all that stuff, what it is it's a deterrent. People don't come.
Right.
They just stop making the trek. They stay in their country and they get a job there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to reinstitute those policies and have and force Mayorkas to, or whoever, I'm trying to impeach him, but if we don't impeach him, force him to do what's on the books.
We've got to get control of our government again.
We do.
I mean, really where it lies because, 100%. I mean, this stuff is common sense. Right?
Yeah, well, if it's not the border, it's making friends with Iran, taking the Houthis off the terrorist watch list. We can be buddies with Iran doing a $6 billion deal for 5 hostages. And, oh, Hamas decides to invade Israel. Well, we're going to withdraw, slap the Brits in the face, and not stick around in Afghanistan. Oh, well, then Putin invades Ukraine.
Right.
I mean, it's weakness is provocation.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt, you know, history has proven that time and time again, right?
Yeah, that's
right. And look what happened. I was talking to somebody else about when Donald Trump became president, he reversed the course dramatically from the Obama years.
Right.
And people, it was amazing how quickly they forgot.
Yeah. I mean... People don't seem to remember this, but Joe Biden was vice president when Ukraine got invaded last time in 2014, mm-hmm. right? So, I mean, it's all about...
When they took over Crimea.
That's right. It's all about strength,
yes.
right? If you show resolve, because you can have a capability, if you don't have the willpower, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have the will and the training and all that, right? And under the leadership of these guys, they don't have will.
Yeah. Well, the American people have about had it, you know, with them, because, you know, even the Remembrance Project has noted that in every state of the Union, we have lost a citizen at the hands of an illegal immigrant.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And the things that they're planning with stuff like central bank digital currency and of course, the export ban on, you know, firearms being sent overseas, that's all, I mean, they hate gas and guns, right?
Yes.
So everything they're doing is to go after the oil and gas industry and the gun industry.
Yeah.
That's who they are.
And they're taking advantage of everything they could possibly do, whether it's with, you know, lawfare, executing lawfare.
Exactly.
That they've been doing, and of course...
going after the banks that loan to manufacturers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And we run into it here. All conservative... If you have anything to do with conservatism... You're religious of any type. I mean, they went after the Catholics last year.
That's exactly right.
I mean, and this has to be so frustrating for you because you're talking to Director Ray and these other officials, and, you know, their answers are so inadequate. It's like, you know, what can... I mean, sometimes I don't... You know, it's even like the other day when Hunter Biden showed up, right?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, why didn't they just arrest him right there on the spot?
Well, you know, we don't have a police force that... I mean, we have a protection detail, but we don't... It's not like we have people say, why can't you secure the border? I'm like, well, Congress doesn't have an army that we can send down to the border. You know, I mean, we write the laws. And the executive branch is supposed to enforce the laws.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, this executive branch, particularly Mayorkas, thinks he can just rewrite it and do whatever the heck he wants.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you say, this isn't by accident.
No.
No, they've designed it. This is what they want to do. And I think people are still confused and trying to wonder, okay, what's the good out of it? I mean, here it is, open borders for 3 years. Tell me, Congressman, what positive effect have we gotten out of 3 years of open borders?
I think that they believe. I would submit two ideas. One is not as controversial as the other, but the one that's not as controversial, I think they literally want to bring people into the country who will vote Democrat, right? So they're trying to empower themselves into perpetuity. The other that's a little more controversial, you know, they're so into this DEI stuff and making basically communism. They want everybody to be equal, right? I think they want nations to be equal. When they see the United States is too prosperous, it's unfair that we're doing as a nation so much better than other countries. So I think they really want to bring the country down.
Well, without a doubt, they want shared misery.
That's exactly what communism is, right?
Well, and listen to what happened at Davos. The president of Argentina, the new president.
Oh, yeah,
right?
He's awesome.
Was that unbelievable?
I was at his inauguration. I went down. He's a friend of mine. I mean, great guy.
Oh,
met him in Mexico at a CPAC event. Yeah.
His confrontation with the elites reminded me of Ben Carson at the prayer breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Obama's prayer breakfast,
yes, that's right?
Right.
That was excellent.
Just laying it out to him.
Yeah. Truth is truth.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Well, Congressman, I cannot thank you enough.
Thank you.
I appreciate you fighting the good fight
on
behalf of all of us Americans that believe in freedom and liberty.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on your show.
Take care.
Yep.
God bless.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it.
And now get a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Find us at StraightTalk.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Excludes taxes and fees.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day?
That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Bill Martinez here at the 2024 SHOT Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. And surprise, we got Donald Trump Jr. and Michael Seifert, the Public Square CEO, joining us right now. Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Good to be with you.
Hey, welcome in the chair here. This is awesome. I appreciate the opportunity.
Likewise. Good to be here.
Well, congratulations on New Hampshire. What did New Hampshire tell us?
Listen, that despite being funded by the billionaire class, despite being funded by the swamp, despite Democrats in New Hampshire switching party affiliation for a 12-hour period with the specific purpose of trying to make it harder for my father to win, he could still have a blowout.
Yes.
I think that tells us all we need to know. I mean, the enthusiasm around the country, whether it was Iowa, whether it's New Hampshire, whether it's wherever I go, people are getting it. They see what's happened to their country. They see that they were lied to by the media who were telling us, we need to put the adults back in charge now. You have ridiculous inflation. You have wars breaking out all over the world. You have banks canceling Americans and patriotic Americans. We're seeing that a lot at SHOT Show, part of the reason I'm here. So they're getting what's going on. They realize they were duped, and even those that were politically agnostic or sat on the sidelines, they're in the game now because they realize that if they can do it to Trump, they're going to do it to them eventually too.
Yeah, without a doubt. The thing is, I thought it was quite curious, is that Joe Biden wins, doesn't do anything. He's a write-in candidate, 41% of the Democrats vote him in, right?
Yep.
And so he's probably telling the Democratic donors, you see, I didn't even have to do anything, and, you know, it just adds to his delusion.
Well, yes, but they're not really allowing a real primary there either,
course,
right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's sort of, it's like everything else, it's all basically rigged.
Right.
But again, I don't think there's no enthusiasm for Joe Biden, I mean, across the country.
Right.
I mean, no one actually believes that. I've been around the country more than most, and I've never seen a single Joe Biden sign.
Exactly.
It's a big lie, but we got to remember, they have the entire mainstream media. That's a trillion-dollar complex. They have woke corporate America. That's a huge institution. They have all of big tech, another trillion-dollar industry, just functioning as their marketing department. So we still have a lot to overcome, even if none of it's actually grounded in reality of us versus them.
Mm-hmm.
They put up some formidable challenges because of the nature of what we're up against.
Without a doubt. Well, and now we're welcoming calls from Speaker Johnson and other senators that are saying, look, it's time to unite around Donald Trump.
Yeah, we're seeing that. And we're seeing it across the board from the politicians, from the people. They've spoken. All it is right now, if we continue the primary, all it is making it harder. They're burning resources, time, energy, blood, sweat, and tears that it takes to make it easier for Joe Biden to win. And by the way, I believe that's a big part of Nikki Haley's plan.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason she's being funded by Democrat mega donors.
Exactly.
And the swamp. Mm-hmm. They don't want Trump because Trump's the only threat to their, existence, which shouldn't be. But they're making money starting new wars and sending our kids to go die for causes they can't even articulate. It's lunacy what's going on in our country right now.
Well, $167 million has been spent to defeat your father by Republicans or the Republican Party.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's absurd. Instead of putting $167 million reminding people of the disaster that the Biden administration has done, also reminding them of what we experienced under your father.
Correct.
In terms of borders under control, the economy at an all-time high, energy sector,
100%.
Robust, everything. It's such a clear contrast. How you can think that we can continue to suffer under this kind of pain and agony is beyond me.
And you can. And then you combine sort of the woke corporate agenda against patriotic Americans. I mean, that's a big reason I'm here. I'm here with Michael Seifert, who's the CEO of Public Square, a company we took public this summer that enables and links up patriotic Americans with patriotic businesses, people of like mind. So, if you want your coffee shop, you don't have to go to Starbucks. You can go on Public Square. You can find a company that shares your values. You can support them, and they in turn support you, because woke corporate has shown they'll shut us off. We're at SHOT Show. We're announcing a partnership between Public Square and Credova so that we've seen what the banks do to people buying firearms.
Exactly.
They'll shut you down. They'll turn off your account. If you're a firearms manufacturer, you won't get financing. You can't get a loan.
Mm-hmm.
This has been weaponized from across the board from the biggest institutions in America, and we got to create and we're creating an avenue for patriots to separate themselves from that so they can't be canceled, so they can't be shut off, so they can't be turned down you made a screw that goes into a gun. Oh, well, you're out of business. Those attacks are very real. And we got to start voting not just at the ballot box, not just, from the bottom up, from, our school boards all the way up to presidency. We
exactly.
got to focus on all that. But we also have to start voting with our wallets, because we have been funding the woke corporate beast that would put us in the gulags, frankly, for decades.
Exactly.
But now it's just so flagrant. Now they've stepped up their attacks so badly that we got to do it.
Well, it's interesting because parts of corporate America are waking up. As you know, DEI, we've been saying, is dead, D-I-E. Because the stockholders are saying, hey, where's my dividend?
Yeah. Well, they're waking up to it, right? Your retirement funds are invested with BlackRock, who's supporting DEI. And, I mean, Boeing yesterday, they had a door fall off their plane last week. You heard about the woke. We will hire people with severe mental and psychological problems because that's part, at the FAA.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are in charge of large metal objects flying through the air at 600 miles an hour and 36,000 feet with 400 people on them, and we're going to put people with mental disabilities in this process. It's lunacy.
Yeah.
Yesterday, another Boeing plane, because they outsourced all the good stuff, and they the Pete Buttigieg's of the world, they consult in class, they send everything to be engineered in India, and wheels are falling off of 757. Wheels! You know how hard it is I'm a licensed pilot, to go through the checklist that they do and the scrutiny that they do, and you have a wheel falling off a plane and no one picks it up. This is what's going on. That woke mind virus has taken over. But we can fight back. I'm here with Michael. He's got a great line on all of these things and literally started a business to combat it. So, Michael, why don't you tell him a little bit about, you know, Public Square? Because we just got to make people aware there are alternatives.
Exactly.
You don't just have to go to the bank that's going to cancel you or the coffee shop that's going to donate your hard-earned money to causes that hate your guts or the phone company. Like, we work with Patriot Mobile. And there are alternatives, and we're at the very beginning. But it's exciting to see this sort of parallel economy emerging. So I'll let Michael talk for a second.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to be here. And, you know, we're at SHOT Show representing what I believe is a movement of millions of Americans who are waking up politically, which is the example best exemplified by the election results last night. The people want different solutions. They're tired of the status quo. Mm-hmm. The people want to feel like the elected officials, the companies that we shop from, the people we elect to our school boards, the cultural institutions that guide our children's education and media and entertainment, we want to feel like these entities or individuals actually represent the values of we the people. And for so long, whether it's the elected officials like Biden or it's the companies like BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, Starbucks, Chase, that have weaponized their status as economic powerhouses against the American people. Gosh, SHOT Show knows that better than anyone.
Exactly.
Because this is the largest compilation here of industry leaders in the gun industry that the world has ever seen. It continues to grow every year. But if you're a gun company today, or if you're somebody that's servicing the Second Amendment more broadly, you're at risk of cancellation for nearly everything you do. So we created a platform called Public Square to exist as this parallel alternative economic ecosystem. We have over 75,000 business vendors, and we only launched 18 months ago. And all of the business vendors on our platform have aligned with a certain set of core values, mm-hmm. so that when consumers shop from them, they know that they're not going to fund a company that's going to cancel them.
Exactly.
It's incredibly refreshing.
Well, that's what we've been promoting as well, Michael, is a re-embracement of, you know, these founding principles that has made this country great.
Yep.
And Donald, I think that's what has inspired so many people here in America. You know, you talk about, you know, all the different states that you've been in and the evidence of your father's popularity. I've said on the show, you know, heading into 2020, we went through 12 states, my wife and I. Ask me how many Biden-Harris signs I saw.
None.
In 12 states. Three.
Okay.
I mean, I got to be honest. Three.
Yeah.
You know,
there's just no enthusiasm there. People are getting it. They're waking up. But again, it's not just enough to wake up and vote. We got to start also spending that way. We got to take the time to find those companies that you want to support, because, again, just as bad as the federal government has been a two-tiered system of justice, a two-tiered system of everything, we see the same thing coming from corporate America.
Right. And we got to get away from this box checking.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever seen an administration that just checks boxes?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you're a man, you wear a dress, check.
Yeah.
You're
on the
administration.
Well, if you're in the military right now and you wear a dress as a man, like, they'll make you an admiral, because, like, we need trans admirals. You don't have to actually be able to, like,
win a war.
But, you know, they're not so good at that.
Yeah.
But right, they check the box and they're trans and they're this and that. It's lunacy.
Yeah.
And you see it. I mean, they're institutionalizing racism. You know, if you're the qualified white male, you know, at a job, like, zero chance if you're competing against, you know, someone who has three checked boxes. And that's practically mandated. You know, they're not allowed to maybe put it in writing, but they're doing it. I have people in corporate recruiting that I have friends, the Fortune 500 companies. Don't please, just don't bring me a straight white man. We don't even want to see it. Well, what if that's the, you know, it's oil and gas. Like, they're almost all, it just happens to be that way.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. We don't care. Give us someone, you know, you find us someone who's trans. I don't care if they know anything about oil and gas. You know, people have to wake up. They have to start combating it. They got to fight back.
Well, we've got to leave the performance trophies where they belong.
Yeah.
Not in the public.
In the garbage.
Square, right? Exactly. Yeah. Without a doubt. We got about a minute left here. I'll let you summarize it again. Many of us cannot wait to your father's back in the White House, in spite of all the pushback, 91 stupid indictments, and,
yeah.
You know.
Well, again, they see it. You know, if it was one indictment and it was real, it'd be one thing. But when it's Fannie Willis out of Georgia, and she's sleeping with the guy that she brought in to prosecute the case, who's a divorce lawyer, and never never prosecuted anything criminally. Then she's going on vacations with him with the $750,000 of Georgia taxpayer money. Like, just maybe, it's a sham and a hoax.
Yeah. Donald Trump Jr., thank you.
Thank you.
Honored to talk to you.
Good to be back
here.
And
look forward
to it.
All the best to your dad.
Appreciate it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.